We are all gratified that the governor recognizes that this legislation placed an inappropriate burden on women who were seeking an abortion, and understands that constitutionally in Florida, women are protected in this decision-making, and so he recognized that. And so we're very gratified that he heard the message and understood the importance to the health of women in Florida.
Why is it, do you think, that Charlie Crist, who bills himself as pro-life, would possibly anger the conservative Christians by vetoing this?
Well, of course, I think that, you know, there's a lot of political maneuvering around here as Governor Crist has declared his independence from a political party, and perhaps this gives him the courage to look at his role as a governor and the importance of protecting privacy rights under the Constitution of the state that he was elected to govern. So I'm hoping that he realized that if he didn't do this, certainly the law would have been challenged constitutionally. The state of Florida would have had to pay for a costly hearing and trial, and that this is in the best interest of the citizens of Florida, and he was elected as the people's governor.
And finally, you mentioned politics. Does Planned Parenthood have an endorsement in the Florida Senate race?
We don't have an endorsement yet in the Senate race. We're looking at all options, of course, as elections move forward. Planned Parenthood's Action Fund, which is separate from Planned Parenthood Health Centers, 501c3 organizations, of course, don't participate in endorsements, but there is a National Action Fund that does make endorsements. I think the important thing here is also for the people of Florida who care about choice issues to recognize that when Governor Crist moves on, in whatever capacity that is, the next governor who is elected to the state of Florida will have a huge role in ruling on this again next year, because we know that this legislation is sure to crop up again, and that Florida needs to elect a pro-choice governor in November.